Alaska is intervening in a lawsuit over the Environmental Protection Agency's decision to rescind a rule that would make sure hard rock mining companies pay for cleaning up their mess, even if they go bankrupt. Hard rock mining refers to any kind of mining that deals with metals like gold and copper. For instance, the proposed Donlin gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and the proposed Pebble mine in Bristol Bay. Then-President Obama issued the rule under a law targeting industries that release hazardous waste and Superfund sites. Corey Mills, a spokesperson for the Attorney General's office, says the state already has a program in place to make sure mining companies are held financially responsible, so Alaska doesn't need the EPA's help. But Earth Justice attorney Jan Hasselman says the proposed rule would not have usurped the state's program.
I think the key finding that the EPA previously made was that there were gaps in the state system and that there was a need for the federal government to come in and set a uniform floor for these kinds of activities going forward.
The Trump administration rolled back the rule in December of last year. Now the new EPA position is that there are already regulations in place from states and federal agencies that require financial assurances for cleanup. So environmental groups, including Earth Justice, petitioned a federal court to review the agency's decision. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.